Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember, this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And away we go. The opening tap is won by Miami. It was O'Meara in the center jump circle with Seth Pickney. O'Meara wins the tap to Nigel Pack. And we're underway at the Watsco Center. On the move is Wooga Popper, left of the key. One-handed pass for Pack. It's a high ball screen from O'Meara. Now a double team and is bumped right away by Pickney, the 7'1" center. Came out on a hard hedge. Seth Pickney, 7'1", 200 pounds. Joseph, middle of the floor, pulls up for three, got a swish for Bensley Joseph, and he's been great from three-point range so far this year. Bensley shooting 55% from three-point range, coming in 5-for-9. Miami a 3-1 lead, and a takeaway in front to Cleveland. Goes flying and hammers it home. Matt Cleveland goes airborne with a majestic slam dunk. Off an FIU turnover, a kick ahead pass, and Matt Cleveland goes airborne and slams it home. Beautiful pass by Nigel Pack. Sonogo moves it to Brewer. Nwoko watches him. Brewer down the lane, puts up a left-handed shot that's blocked by Nwoko into the hands of Wooga Poplar. He's got Joseph on the wing for a three. It's good to go. As pure as it gets for Bensley Joseph, a right wing three. George inbounds to Joseph. Foul is on Sonogo. Cross court to George, breaking the press. George into the left front court to Cleveland, just left of the key. Cross court pass, Wooga Poplar up for three and buries it. Wooga Poplar rings the bell for the first time tonight. Wooga is a mere 11-for-15 from three-point range. Kick out pass intercepted by Poplar. Wooga along the left sideline leaves it for Bensley Joseph, the trailer. Left of the key, Nwoko has it. Nwoko spins baseline, cut off. Back out to Joseph with 12 minutes to go in the first half. Now it's Poplar over Hawkins for three. Good! Wooga rings the bell again. Six straight to Wooga Poplar. And just like that, Miami has stretched their lead to 22-11. 11:43 to play in the first half at the Watsco Center. Poplar a couple of threes. Dean a jumper over Joseph. Full court pressure everywhere. Joseph rapid pass to Casey. Back to Joseph on the Pack. Nigel tees up a triple try. Good! Because FIU is stretched out all over the floor, Miami's going to have wide open gaps. Lead is back to 14. 44 seconds to play in the half. Pack a bullet pass. Joseph, right corner three. Got it! Bensley Joseph rings the bell. His third three of the night. Hurricanes 41-36 leaders with 30 seconds to go in the half. Pack drives in. Kicks out Cleveland. Launches a three ball. That's good. Matt Cleveland gets it going for Miami. 13 for Cleveland. Came into the game 1-for-5 from three-point range. In the corner. He gets it right back. Bounce pass for Sonogo, intercepted by Joseph. Here come the Canes the other way. Bensley, full head of speed. Steam. Bounce pass to Nigel Pack. Driving in, and he scores. Miami gets some offense from their defense, and here come the Canes. Joseph has it for Miami with 14 to shoot. Joseph goes right side. Joseph has it into the lane. Joseph at the free throw line puts it up around and in. 4.5 for Bensley. 13 in the game. And the lead is down to 3. FIU 3-point leaders. 53-50 as we approach 13 minutes to go in the game. Here's Pack. Miami with a 3 would tie. They were down 12. Poplar has it. Looks left side. Cleveland for three in the tie. Got it! He rings the bell. Good call, Danny. Matt Cleveland red hot. His second three of the night. Came in 1-for-5 and we're tied at 53. And a timeout at FIU. Dean has it for FIU. Way left of the key. Lost the ball. Stolen away. Joseph, Cleveland, Casey lays it up. Good. 16-0 run. 57-53 Miami. Lead back to 4. Pritchett drives it down the lane. Finds a seam. Comes up short. Down with a good rebound is Cleveland. In front to Wooga Poplar. Sends up a three ball. Got it! He rings the bell from the left wing, and Miami is on fire. They're jumping up and down. They're smiling. Poplar with 15. Now Miami 60-53 leaders over FIU. Here comes Pack right, swings it left. Cleveland for three, good! Matt Cleveland rings the bell for the third time tonight. Cleveland with 18. Make it 21 for Cleveland. And a 71-64 lead for Miami. Here's Hawkins for FIU. The Pickney, now Gittins. Over to Hawkins in the far right corner. His triple try. That one skips across from him. Another big rebound for O'Meara. Rapid pass in front to Joseph in the far left corner. His triple try. Go! Back-to-back three-pointers. Now Coach L wants his team to dig in on defense. They've taken the lead to 10. And FIU wants a timeout. And Matt Cleveland high fives Bensley Joseph. Matt Cleveland has delivered in a big way. 21 breathtaking points for Matt Cleveland. Here comes Miami Poplar in the far left corner. He connects with an open pack. Triple try. Around and out. No good. Oh, Matt Cleveland, the rebound. Up and in. What a rebound by Cleveland as he tracks it down. 23 for Cleveland. Equals his career high. With 5:18 to play, the lead is 10 for Miami. 10-point leaders. Here comes Pack. Pack finds a seam. He drives in and lays it up and in. Drives in left and scores from the right side of the basket. 14 for Pack. Joseph has the ball for Miami. Bensley goes left into the corner. Poplar sends up a three-pointer. Good! Roga Poplar delivers at the big moments and sends Miami in front 83-76. Pack on the move. Good screen by O'Meara. Pack down the lane. Fingertip roll. It's good to go. Right over the front of the rim. Long pass. Oh, my. O'Meara goes for the steal and goes with a full head of steam into the FIU bench. Dean drives in. Blocked by O'Meara. Picked up by Pickney. He slams it home. And that's going to end the game. 9/10 of a second left. Inbounds by Poplar. The horn sounds. And the Hurricanes have to earn themselves a 6-point victory. Miami 86. FIU 80. That's your final score from the Wasco Center in Coral Gables. Matt Cleveland, a career high 23 points, leads the way for the University of Miami. Joseph 18, Poplar 18, and Pack with 17. Miami 86, FIU 80.
Time to take a look back at this Miami Hurricanes basketball game. The post-game show on AM 560 Sports WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
The Canes basketball post-game show is sponsored by UHealth. Get treated like a pro at the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute, the official sports medicine provider for the Miami Hurricanes. Recover your game at UHealthSports.com and by Williamson Automotive. Experience car buying like never before at Miami's premier luxury dealership, Williamson Buick GMC. Williamson is Miami.
It's like this.
It's crazy.
All right, welcome back inside the Wasco Center, where the University of Miami has defeated FIU 86-80. Associate Head Coach Bill Courtney is with us, and I'm looking at these numbers, and I don't know what to make of any of them. For example, you had 28 fast break points to their two. However, they had 24 second chance points to your two.
Yeah, it was an unbelievable game. And again, give FIU credit for the way they came in here and fought throughout the game. You know, we got them down early and gave them a big punch, and they fought right back and had a lot of spirit and were really fired up at halftime. Then came out at halftime and really gave us a strong punch. And, you know, that's the kind of thing that's going to help our team to grow. You know, we faced a little bit of adversity, things not necessarily going our way, returned the ball over, giving up offensive rebounds. But we fought through and found a way.
Yeah, you were up 17, then you found yourself down 12.
Yeah, we had a hard time in the first half in particular keeping the kid Arturo Dean out of the paint. I think in our meetings this week we said he's going to come out, you know, roaring. He's this kid, local kid from right down the street, and we knew he'd be really motivated to play us tonight.
What got you when you're down 12? I guess panic could have set in, but then you're down 12 and you went on a 17-0 run.
Well, we got stops. It comes down to that for us. If we can get stops, we can clear the backboards. You know, we're going to be able to get in transition and run. And when we keep the game simple in transition, share the basketball, you know, penetrate and throw it to the next guy, you see what happens with our three-point field goal percentage. You end up taking three-pointers that come from inside the lane out. And those in-out threes are the ones we look for.
I suspect this is kind of a box score we could see this year. You look at your numbers, Nigel Pack 17, Poplar 18, Bensley 18, but Here comes Matt Cleveland with 23 on a night where you needed all of his points, and that's a career high for him.
Yeah, we were saying on the bench, thank goodness for Matt Cleveland tonight. Yeah. You know, like you said, we're going to see that. It probably could be a different guy every single night that leads us in scoring. As long as we play together and share the ball's going to find the open man. And, you know, whoever's night is, you know, the other guys will root for him and cheer for his success also. But the big key was, those stops in the second half. And give A.J. Casey a lot of credit. He didn't score a lot of points, but he came off the bench and did a tremendous job on ball screen defense and rebounding the basketball.
The turnovers, they kind of, that I guess they bait you into that because they force you to play faster. You're scoring, right? When you play fast, you feel good at that. But then a flurry of turnovers, and all of a sudden the lead is chiseled away.
Well, that's just it, Joe. We were playing almost too fast,
right.
And we're an extremely fast team, but we want to be fast and under control. We want to be organized in our fast break. You know, in the first half, we were picking up the ball and thinking in our minds we were dunking it before we had the basketball. We were thinking we were going to the basket before we caught the basketball. We were in too much of a hurry. And, again, they force you to do that. Give them credit for some of the things they do to make you play that fast. But we just need to calm down and really be poised.
I was going to say, I felt like an auctioneer.
Yeah, back and forth.
It was going well. You're going so fast.
Yeah.
And I could see Coach L asking you to calm down a little bit. How about the way Bensley has played so far this year? You needed a point guard. And he's been tremendous. 15 points the other night, a career high. He gets 18 tonight. His three-point shooting has been remarkable.
Yeah, if he takes great shots, which he's doing right now, he'll make a majority of them. He's worked really hard on his game, in particular his perimeter jump shooting. And he's playing terrific. He's playing terrific defense. We're putting him on the toughest perimeter player every single night, and he's really answered the bell for that.
Coming up, a lot of basketball this weekend. First game on Friday, 3:30. The Georgia Bulldogs, what do you expect from them?
Yeah, I mean, they're a team with a lot of new pieces. They've upgraded their talent. They're an SEC team, obviously. They have some very athletic players, some good guards. So they're going to be a strong challenge for us.
Yeah, it's a good tournament, Georgia, and then the other side is Kansas State and Providence.
Yeah, both two teams that made the NCAA tournament last year. Kansas State made a run to the Elite Eight. It's a very much a quality tournament, and we're going to see some stiff competition. We just got to get ourselves ready to go.
You're off to a 3-0 start, so very good, right? Feel pretty good about
all,
that.
All wins are good wins, Joe. All wins are good wins.
All right, BC. I'll see you on Wednesday
for
the Bahamas.
Okay.
All right. Associate Coach Bill Courtney joining us. Hurricanes win here tonight. Much tougher than expected. Crazy numbers. FIU in the paint. Outscored Miami 40-26. FIU off of turnovers outscored Miami 20-15. FIU on second chance points outscored Miami 24-2. FIU's bench outscored Miami's bench 34-4. Miami outscored FIU on fast break points 28-2. Matt Cleveland leads Miami with 23 points, and the Hurricanes go to 3-0. Let me talk to you for a moment about Williamson Buick GMC. You can get the most out of the South Florida lifestyle in a new GMC from Williamson Buick GMC. Right now, new GMC vehicles are arriving daily at Williamson. What does that mean? Well, at Williamson Buick GMC, they are going to have the new GMC that you are looking for. How about the GMC Yukon with plenty of room for the entire family? The new Yukon allows you to ride in style and comfort while making a bold statement wherever you go in South Florida. You want to cover work and play with the new GMC Canyon or Sierra? These trucks feature bold styling, the latest technology, all with a toughness to get the job done. How do you get them? Go online, WilliamsonAutomotiveGroup.com. Check out the entire inventory or visit Williamson's beautiful facility conveniently located on US 1 and 104th Street just south of the Palmetto. Get the most out of the South Florida lifestyle and experience car buying like never before from your premier GMC dealership, Williamson Buick GMC. We are professional grade.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.